further up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of light beyond anything we have ever experienced. The activities of light that will occur this year are divinely designed to prepare every particle of life on Earth to be able to withstand this increase of light at an atomic cellular level. Our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven want this influx of light to assist humanity in ways that will only enhance our Earth experience and not destroy our experience. This is a critical step in our ascension process, and it will prepare humanity at a cellular level for the unprecedented influx of light that will take place in 2012. Now, 2011 is being heralded as the transfiguring year of rebirth and renewal by the Company of Heaven. These changes will be God victoriously accomplished through the unified efforts of all of awakening humanity, as well as the entire Company of Heaven. That means you and me and every other awakened person on this planet will have the opportunity and the responsibility of being an open door for this influx of light. We will succeed in this monumental mission through various activities of light that we will be called to participate in throughout the year by our I Am presence. This is a cosmic moment during which we must perpetually remember that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Be open and receptive. Listen to your heart and respond according to your inner heart promptings. Your I Am presence will be bringing many opportunities into your sphere of awareness this year. Pay attention. This is the moment that we have all been preparing for literally eons of time. Now, you and I have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity who have not yet awakened to the urgency of the hour. Today, I'm going to share with you some information that will give us all an opportunity to add to the light of the world in powerful and wondrous ways. As you listen to this program, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open portal through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth as we prepare for this magnificent expansion of light that will take place this year. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting not only in your own life, but on the planet as well. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath, and experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame, in through and around all of the space around you. Now feel this essence of divine love flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. As we spend this special time together today, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. 2011 began with an incredible influx of light. On December 21st, 2010, which was the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, we experienced a powerful full moon lunar eclipse. The synchronicity of these two events, the winter solstice and a lunar eclipse, occurring at the same time, had happened only one other time in the past 2,000 years. That lunar eclipse took place within 2 degrees of the galactic center, which opened a mighty portal of light from the core of creation into the center of the earth. The light of God that poured through that portal this year, excuse me, on December 21st, 2010, that light that poured through the portal on December 21st, 2010, created an infinite, incomparable, pivotal change for all life evolving on this planet. Now, once that portal was opened, the light of God built in momentum until the new moon solar eclipse, which took place on January 4th, 2011. The powerful light that bathed the planet during that event catapulted every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth further up the spiral of evolution. This paved the way for a God-victorious 2011, which is a year that the beings of light have heralded as the transfiguring year of rebirth and renewal. I'm going to repeat that. This is the transfiguring year of rebirth and renewal. Just observe the things that are taking place all over the planet at this moment. This consciousness is filtering into the minds and hearts of men, women, and children all over this planet. 2011 is an 11 year. It is the 11th year of the new millennium. 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. Now, numerically, of course, we include the 2, 2011. So that adds up to be a 4 year. But the 11th year of the new millennium occurs only once in every 1,000 years. It is the perfect frequency of vibration for the final preparations that are necessary in order to strengthen the body of Mother Earth and the bodies of humanity at an atomic cellular level, so that we will be able to withstand the influx of light that will occur in 2012. Precious Heart, if you're listening to these words, it's because your presence of God within you, your I Am presence, has magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness, because you have been preparing for a very long time to assist with this particular facet of the unfolding divine plan. And this plan is evolving for all life evolving on this planet. Take these words into the deepest recesses of your heart, where divine intelligence prevails, and listen to the guidance of your I Am presence. Then you will know just how your particular skills, your wisdom, courage, strength, talent, and the myriad gifts that you contain within you from all time frames and dimensions will best accomplish your particular facet of this unfolding divine plan. This is a mighty feat that we are being called to fulfill, and the entire company of heaven is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to assist each of us with whatever our part of this divine plan is. Now, during the monumental influx of light that took place between the lunar eclipse on December 21st, 2010, and the solar eclipse on January 4th, 2011, lightworkers around the world participated in an unprecedented activity of light that was orchestrated through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth, and the entire company of heaven. This event created the matrix for a new planetary cause of divine love. Now, to grasp the magnitude of just what that means, we must realize that once something is established in the realms of cause, which is where everything must begin, nothing can prevent it from manifesting eventually in the world of effects, which is the physical plane of Earth. The only variable is how long that will take to become a tangible reality. That variable is determined by the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of you and me and every other person on the planet. The more we empower the new planetary cause of divine love through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, the sooner we will experience the wonder of that tangible reality, which perpetually reflects the oneness and the reverence for all life. The Company of Heaven has revealed to us that empowering this newly formed cause of divine love is in fact the greatest need of the hour, and that is indeed the next phase of the unfolding divine plan. Now, Tucson, Arizona is a portal through which some sacred fires that are accentuating our ascension into the light flow. One of those sacred flames is the flame of transfiguring divine love. This sacred fire enters the earth through the portal in Tucson, Arizona, to bless all life. It pours through this portal into the center of the earth. Then it expands through the divine momentum in the heart of Mother Earth, out through the crystal grid system, which is identical to the acupuncture meridians in our own bodies, and it expands out through the crust of the earth, blessing every particle of life on this planet. We have been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that this frequency of divine love, the flame of transfiguring divine love, is the most powerful frequency of love available to the evolutions of Earth at this time. They said that this sacred fire is the last best hope for awakening the recalcitrant souls who are resisting moving forward into the light. During this 11th year of the new millennium, the transfiguring year of renewal and rebirth, a plan has been set into motion that will greatly accelerate the physical manifestation of our newly created matrix and expansion of our planetary cause of divine love. During the influx of light in December 2010 and January 2011, events took place in Tucson, Arizona, that created the sacred space for an unparalleled influx of divine love. Those events paved the way for an activity of light that will take place August 13th through the 18th in 2011. That event will catapult all life on this planet into frequencies of the new Earth, and the tangible effects of transfiguring divine love beyond anything we have ever experienced. I wrote an article describing these events that took place in Tucson, Arizona, and I'd like to share that information with you now to give you greater clarity about the opportunity at hand. I sent this article through my email list that is the monthly newsletter that I send out that is available to each and every one of you that is interested in that through our website. My article was titled, A Call to Love, and I'd like to share those words with you now. I wrote, Precious Hearts, a monumental shift is taking place at this moment that transcends the perception of our conscious minds. We are being called on behalf of humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth to release the greatest expression of divine love we have ever experienced. This very moment, Focus your attention on the person you love the most in this world. Tangibly feel your love flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of your loved one. Now feel your love expanding and expanding until it envelops every particle of life on this sweet earth. Ask the presence of God pulsating within your heart to increase this expression of divine love daily and hourly with every breath you take from this moment forth. Now on Saturday, January 8th, 2011, which numerically was an 11-11 day, we held a celebration of life for my beloved son, Zhao Khodoroplev, who passed away unexpectedly with complications from pneumonia on December 29th, 2010. He was 42 years old. On the 7th of January, I mailed an email to my entire list, thousands and thousands of people all over the world, and asked them to join with us for this celebration of life that was being held on January 8th to send their love to my son to assist in his sacred passage and transition into the light. His service was held at St. Pius Catholic Church in Tucson, Arizona at 10 a.m. on January 8th. There was an overflow crowd of over 700 people physically present, and tens of thousands of people all over the world joining with us in consciousness, sending their love into Tucson with love and support for the event taking place. At 10:10 a.m., during the exact moment that Tucson was being flooded with love and support from all over the world, an unprecedented act of violence took place, which took the lives of six people and seriously wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 11 other people. Those who were killed included a federal judge and a 9-year-old girl who was born on September 11, 2001. The focus of the world instantaneously turned to Tucson, and people everywhere began invoking the light and praying for healing and comfort for the people involved. This outpouring of love and compassion created a powerful force field of light that enveloped the planet and paved the way for a shift of consciousness that has the potential of lifting humanity into a higher order of unity consciousness and oneness than we have previously experienced. The success of this opportunity is up to us. Let's all accept responsibility for being the open door for a perpetual influx of divine love. Let's all hold this sacred space for humanity to remember the oneness of all life. The banner for the memorial service that was held in Tucson on January 12th in honor of those who lost their lives in that violent event stated, "Together we thrive." During that event, President Obama and many other dignitaries who had come to Tucson for the service expressed the need for all of us to set aside our differences and for us to co-create a new level of civil communication and interaction with each other. It was expressed that it is time for us to reaffirm our commitment to each other, and for us to build a more sensible and caring world. We were all asked to unite in a mission of recovery and to honor the fallen by going forward in ways that heal and that do not wound. President Obama said, and I quote, "What matters is not wealth or status or power or fame, but how well we have loved," end quote. We must all strive to be better people in our private lives, better friends, better co-workers, better neighbors. We cannot use this tragedy as one more excuse to tear each other down. Instead, we must use this tragedy as a catalyst to catapult us into a higher order of being. We must align our values with our actions. If we do this, the lives of those who died will not be in vain. My faith in your ability to accomplish this mighty feat is beyond measure. I love you and I trust you. Listen to the divinity within your heart, and you will know how to God victoriously accomplish your facet of this divine mission. Be at peace and know that when we work together, victory is ours. And that is the end of my article. The beings of light then reveal to us that our unified efforts during that cosmic moment succeeded beyond the greatest expectations of heaven in creating the matrix through which the tangible new cause of divine love can be expanded and secured in the physical world of form. Now it is time for the next phase of the divine plan. This is the divine plan. Our Father, Mother, God, and the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are sending forth a clarion call to all embodied lightworkers. This includes you and every other awakening soul on this planet. We are being asked to gather within the portal of the most powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of transfiguring divine love on Earth. And together we will form a mighty transformer through which the love of God will flow to secure our planetary cause of divine love in the physical plane on behalf of all humanity. We are in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever to occur in the history of time. This shift is lifting all humanity into a new level of awareness that will eventually result in transforming this sweet earth into the planet of love, peace, abundance, and joy. This higher level of consciousness is awakening people to the oneness of life. It is allowing them to cast off the trap of oppression, greed, dominance, and all of the things that we are experiencing all over this planet. The level of higher consciousness we are tapping into is reuniting us with our own divinity and healing our self-inflicted separation from the divinity within us, our I Am presence. Once this unprecedented shift of consciousness has been fully integrated into the conscious minds and emotional feeling worlds of humanity, every soul will realize that we can no longer rely on our mental perceptions or our logical thinking alone. Every person will clearly understand that we must now reach into the wisdom of our hearts, the divine intelligence pulsating there, and tap into the divine potential that holds the vision of who we are and why we are on Earth during this cosmic moment of transfiguration. The vision of our oneness with all life, our interconnected, interdependent, interrelated, not set the consciousness that prevents any awareness of separation, any illusion of separation. Never has a planet that's fallen this far into the depths of fear and separation and doubt been given the opportunity to ascend in consciousness at such an accelerated pace. We are always a sum total of all of our experiences. So as we complete our shift of consciousness on Earth, we will bring our unique collective experiences with us into our next evolutionary school of learning. This means that our collective experiences will be recorded in the halls of knowledge and made available to every evolving soul. Then the sons and daughters of God, evolving throughout the universe, will be able to learn and benefit from our experiences without ever having to delve into the depths of doubt and pain and suffering and separation that the souls evolving on Earth have endured. For this reason, the entire universe is rejoicing, and the beings of light throughout infinity are endeavoring to assist us in any way they can. It is critical that light workers from around the world be physically present for this facet of the unfolding divine plan. Together, we will form a transformer that will magnetize our planetary cause of divine love into the physical world of form. All of the light workers who have been prepared to serve in this wondrous way on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth will know who they are through the inner promptings of their heart. So listen to your heart and trust your inner guidance. Your light is urgently needed. Now, in addition to those who will be inspired to be physically present, there will be light workers who will join in consciousness from points of light around the world. These millions of light workers will project the light flowing through their heart flames into the portal of light where the light workers are physically gathered in Tucson, Arizona. Thus, our unified efforts will expand exponentially 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. Every light worker will be in his or her right and perfect place. It's important to understand that no facet of this divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we all respond to whatever our own I Am presence is guiding us to do. We must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present within the portal of transfiguring divine love in Tucson, Arizona, then our I Am presence and the company of heaven will assist us in paving the way. This is true whether we may need assistance with time or energy or money to accomplish this facet of our divine mission. Now, the vehicle that will be used for this gathering of light workers will be the 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will take place August 13th through 18th, 2011. This will occur during the 25th Celebration of Harmonic Convergence. We will gather together in a beautiful 5-star resort known as Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, which is in the beautiful foothills in Tucson, Arizona. This exquisite resort exists within the heart of the portal of transfiguring divine love. All of the information that you will need to participate in this unprecedented opportunity, if this is your heart call, is available on our website, which is www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. Just go to our homepage and click on the box that says the 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event is a global event, and I want to bless you for the willingness to be an open door that will secure our planetary cause of transfiguring divine love in the physical plane. The 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination will take place August 13th through the 18th. So wherever you are on the planet, mark this on your calendar and tune in with us in consciousness if you are not guided to be here physically. The World Congress on Illumination will begin with our opening ceremonies on Saturday evening, August 13th, and continue until the conclusion on Thursday afternoon. So wherever you are on the planet, some of you will be guided to travel to other sacred sites on the planet and align up along the crystal grid system. Some of you will gather in groups in your own location. Some of you will be in the quiet of your own personal sanctuary. But wherever you are guided to be, tune in with us in consciousness and weave your magnificent light into our unified chalice, just as we do each week through this online activity of light, awakening your divine potential. This sacred conclave will be a celestial experience for everyone involved. Each day, as we successfully fulfill one phase of the divine plan, the company of heaven will reveal the next phase of the plan to us. As we sojourn through the various activities of light under the guidance of our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven, day by day, our mission will be God victoriously accomplished. This resort is nestled in the unique beauty and the nurturing, healing environment of the southwestern desert in Tucson, Arizona. And this resort is surrounded by lush desert vegetation and towering saguaro cacti that are 200 to 300 years old. These expressions of the elemental kingdom stand as mighty sentinels while anchoring the light of God into this magnificent portal of light on earth. When you enter this portal of light in Tucson, Arizona, you will experience the awesome radiance of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation and the flame of transfiguring divine love. These two frequencies of light are intensified beyond anything the earth has previously been able to experience. As this sacred fire bathes your being, you will be blessed with the familiar feeling of coming home. The World Congress on Illumination is truly a life-transforming event that will provide you with the opportunity to meet old friends from around the world with whom you've been serving for eons of time. Fellow lightworkers will join hearts with you and support you in your monumental service to the light. The divine plan we are being called to fulfill will be accomplished through myriad activities of light, and we will be joined at inner levels by the solar logos from suns beyond suns, the entire company of heaven, the God selves of all humanity, the divine intelligence that directs the elemental kingdom, the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, and the legions of angels throughout infinity. The entire universe is supporting us in this wondrous endeavor and supporting you in your efforts to join with us, no matter where you will be on the planet. The beings of light have been given permission to assist us in miraculous ways, but the lightworkers on Earth are the predominant force that will be able to bring this divine plan of anchoring into the physical world of form the new cause of divine love. We are the ones through which our heart flames this light will be anchored. Our responsibility is enormous, but as we join our hearts together, we have the absolute ability to succeed God victoriously. Just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart and experience the overwhelming gratitude, the love, and the light pouring forth from the legions of light in the heavenly realms. Feel the deep appreciation they are sending to you for your willingness to serve humanity during this critical moment in the evolution of this blessed planet. We are blessed beyond measure to be able to assist all life evolving on Earth in this wondrous way. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about 2012, because this year of 2011 is preparing us for the influx of life that will occur in 2012. It is preparing us at an atomic cellular level so that the maximum light from the heart of God will be able to flow into this planet, moving her forward a quantum leap up the spiral of evolution. Now, there's a lot of misinformation circling about what will happen in 2012. Most of it is fear-based and predicting things like cataclysmic earth changes or the end of the world. In truth, we have already entered into the initial impulse of what is being called the shift of the ages. We began our ascent up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension in November of 2003 during a cosmic moment that was coined harmonic concordance. That event was the vehicle used by humanity's God selves and the company of heaven to victoriously accomplish the initial impulse of the shift of the ages. Harmonic concordance was a moment in time that took place during the lunar eclipse on November 8th and 9th, 2003, and it built in momentum until the solar eclipse on November 23rd and 24th, 2003. At that time, an unprecedented influx of light and divine consciousness bathed the earth and was secured within every person's heart flame and crown chakra by his or her I Am presence. This opened a portal of light from the heart of the earth into the heart of our Father, Mother, God, a new portal of divine consciousness beyond anything the earth has ever been able to receive. Harmonic concordance initiated a rare moment in time that happens only once every several billion years. It began a unique occurrence during which celestial and galactic cycles within cycles dovetail into one synchronized pulsation, rhythmically unifying all life with the heartbeat of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. For one breathless moment, in the eternal moment of now, the whole of creation pulsates in unison with the heartbeat of all that is. Just imagine. A few of these grand cycles include the Earth's transition from the 2,000-plus-year Piscean Age into the Aquarian Age that we are now experiencing. It includes the 5,125-year age of the Fifth World, which is described and reflected in the Mayan calendar. It reflects the ending of the cycle of the 26,000-year precession of the equinox. The 438,000-year cycle known as Kali Yuga. The 1.8-million-year cycle known as Satya Yuga. The 4.4-million-year cycle known as Mahayuga. And the 4.4-billion-year cycle known as Kalpa, or the Day of Brahma, which is the prime creative force of the Godhead. To avoid confusion, it's important for us to know that the constraints of time and space exist only in these lower frequencies of the third and fourth dimension. In the fifth dimension and dimensions beyond, where these cycles align, there is no such thing as time or space. With our propensity toward linear time, it may be difficult for us to reconcile these vast cycles in our mind. But if we lift up in consciousness, we will easily perceive the bigger picture. Harmonic concordance escorted the earth into the initial impulse of the shift of the ages. This is a cosmic in-breath. When the human soul evolution on Earth will make a quantum shift out of the darkness into the light of divine unity consciousness. This is the cycle in which this planet and all her life will ascend into the frequencies of God's limitless physical perfection. And Mother Earth will reclaim her divine birthright as freedom's holy star. This is the initial impulse of the permanent golden age on Earth. Now, this does not mean, however, that 2012 is not important, because it is certainly very significant. Whenever the collective consciousness of humanity is focused on a particular moment in time, we have a tremendous opportunity to co-create something together, depending on what we are focusing on. That co-creation can be either wonderful or devastating. It is important for us to realize that whatever happens in 2012 will be the result of what you and I and every other person on this planet empowers through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings between now and 2012. There is nothing that is going to magically happen just because we pass a particular cycle and a particular date. What does happen is that with the collective consciousness of humanity, we create an open portal, a chalice, through which the energy, vibration, and consciousness of these magnificent cycles within cycles within cycles have an open portal into the physical plane of Earth. Since we have already begun our ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection, our ability now to quickly manifest the new planetary cause of divine love has been greatly enhanced. Now it is our responsibility to pay close attention to the negativity that is surfacing all over the world to be transmuted back into light. We need to observe it as an objective observer, but in a detached way, so that we can invoke the violet flame and transmute it. But we must not stay stuck there or empower it with our fears and our doubts. Once we invoke the violet flame into those situations and ask that they be transmuted instantaneously back into their highest divine potential, we need to focus our attention then on what we want to co-create on the planet instead of the surfacing negativity. This means the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. What does our planetary cause of divine love really mean? What does this new planetary cause of oneness and reverence for life mean for the evolutions of Earth? How will we implement that through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings? This is our mission now. One of my favorite quotes from Buckminster Fuller is, "In order to change something, we do not try to alter the existing model. We create a new model and make the old one obsolete." This is exactly what we need to do with the existing systems on Earth that are not working toward the highest good for all life. This is what is coming to the surface, exposing these in the light of a higher consciousness. For instance, the banking systems and Wall Street have proven that there is no depth of greed or corruption to which they will not sink. So instead of waiting for people who are still being grossly manipulated by their lower consciousness to change, people with a higher consciousness need to create a new monetary system that will make the old ones obsolete and irrelevant, a monetary system based in integrity, oneness, and the highest good for all concerned, so that we create win-win situations for everyone on this planet, not just the elite few. Instead of waiting for the corporations who are creating the devastating pollution on the planet to develop a reverence for life, people with a higher consciousness need to reach up and tap in to the viable solutions and the new inventions that are now available in the causal body of God that will give us clean, free energy and new means of creating food and all of the things we need to exist in this physical plane in a harmonious way that works in cooperation and healing with the earth instead of polluting her and trashing her. Our time is at hand. This is our moment. The key that we need to face is that these challenges are creating new options without falling into a consciousness of us against them. There is no separation. We are one. Because of the intensity of the challenges humanity is going through, the Company of Heaven is asking awakened light workers around the world to utilize the collective cup of humanity's consciousness between now and 2012. We are being asked to co-create a force field of transfiguring divine love that will envelop the earth and all life evolving upon her. This will help shift the mass consciousness of humanity by revealing the oneness of all life in new and profound ways. As our new planetary cause of divine love floods into the hearts and minds of unawakened souls, they will be able to raise their heads above the chaos and confusion in their lives. Then they will remember who they are and why they are here. And the truth of their oneness with all life will then be reflected in their behavior patterns. Just for a moment, go within and ask the presence of God pulsating in your heart to reveal to you your part of this unfolding divine plan. If you feel the heart call to participate, then please join with lightworkers from around the world and weave your radiant light into this chalice, this divine mission, and offer to serve as a surrogate on behalf of your brothers and sisters in the family of humanity who have not awakened effectively enough to realize the urgency of the hour and the need for their participation in manifesting the perfection of heaven on earth. Prepare to release the residue of the behavior patterns that no longer serve your highest good. Transmute them with the full divine momentum of the violet flame as you pave the way for an unprecedented shift of divine consciousness. Every day, from this moment forth, let's deliberately use our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions to add to the light of the world, to expand our new planetary cause of divine love. We have been training for lifetimes to do this. Ask your I Am presence for guidance, and then listen to your heart. Trust yourself. You are powerful beyond your knowing. Now, because of the importance of this cosmic moment and this information, I'm going to repeat some of it to you. The level of higher consciousness that we are tapping into at this moment is reuniting us with our own divinity. And it is healing our self-inflicted separation from our I Am presence, our true God reality. Once this unprecedented shift of consciousness has been fully integrated into the conscious minds and emotional feeling worlds of all humanity, every soul will realize that we can no longer rely on our mental perceptions or our logical thinking alone. Each person will then clearly understand that we must now reach into the wisdom of our hearts and tap into the divine potential, the divine intelligence within our hearts that holds the vision of who we are and why we're on earth during this cosmic moment of transfiguration. Never has a planet that has fallen this far into the depths of fear and separation been given an opportunity to ascend in consciousness at such an accelerated pace. We are always a sum total of all of our experiences. So as we complete our shift of consciousness on Earth, we will bring our unique collective experiences with us into the next evolutionary school of learning. This means that our collective experiences will be recorded in the halls of knowledge and made available to every evolving soul. Just imagine, then the sons and daughters of God evolving throughout the universe will be able to learn and benefit from our experiences without ever having to delve into the depths of pain and suffering that the souls evolving on Earth have endured. For this reason, The entire universe is assisting us, and they are rejoicing in our victories. These beings of light are endeavoring to help us in any way that they possibly can. All we have to do is ask, and the floodgates of heaven will open. It is critical that light workers from around the world be physically present for this facet of the unfolding divine plan. And together we will form that transformer that will magnetize our planetary cause of divine love into the physical world of form. All of the light workers who have been prepared to serve in this wondrous way on behalf of humanity and all life on this earth will know who they are through the inner promptings of their heart. So listen to your heart and trust your inner guidance. Your light is urgently needed. In addition to those who will be inspired to be physically present, there will be light workers who will join in consciousness from points of light around the world. As I mentioned, some of you may feel inspired to travel to other sacred sites on the planet, or to gather in your own groups in your own location, or to be in the solitude of your own sanctuary in your own home. But these light workers will project light flowing through their heart flames into the portal of light where the light workers are gathered in Tucson, Arizona. And this unified effort will expand our portal of light and our new planetary cause of divine love exponentially, 1,000 times 1,000-fold in the physical plane. Every light worker will be in his or her right and perfect place. No facet of this divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we respond to whatever our I Am presence is guiding us to do. We must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present within the portal of transfiguring divine love, then our I Am presence and the company of heaven will assist us in paving the way. We are never asked to do something and then abandoned in that process. So if we are being asked to participate, we will receive the assistance we need. This is true whether we need assistance with time, energy, or money to accomplish this facet of our divine plan. As I mentioned, the vehicle that will be used for this gathering is the 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination. And all of the information you need to participate in this unprecedented opportunity is up on our website, eraofpeace.org. Just go to the home page and click on the box that says 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination. The Company of Heaven is standing in readiness, awaiting this opportunity to assist you with the fulfillment of your divine plan and this magnificent activity of light. So just for a moment, allow this knowledge, this wisdom to resonate in your heart so you will be guided unerringly in perfect alignment with your divine plan. Precious Heart, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making the information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth available to everyone who is interested. We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America and freely share the information on a global scale through our website, our newsletters posted there, through this weekly online radio program, and through our free monthly email newsletter that you can sign up for on our website. We have also documented this information from on high in our books, CDs, and DVDs, and in some webinars that are available, free webinars that are available on our website. If you would like to sign up for our free monthly email newsletter or explore some of our webinars, just go to our website, eraofpeace.org. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Be sure and tune in with us next week as we expand our chalice of light, adding to the light of the world and unifying the consciousness of humanity with the company of heaven. Create a wonderful week for yourself. God bless you.